906, welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Last one for 2025. I'm Chad Baker. Down the line is the coach, John Spezia.
Hey, Chad, how's the weather in lovely, good old Vermilion County?
All the leaves are finally off the trees. All the snow is finally melted, and we are sitting in at a crisp about 35, 36 degrees. So
it was 55 one day, wasn't it?
I think we got up there on Thursday, a little bit of a cold snap here, and they're calling for 58. Let me check the thing here. The forecast calls for 58 on Christmas Day. Unseasonably warm.
Yeah, well, Stan will have a hard time. He'll have to use some different skis, roller skis or something.
It'll be like an island Christmas almost.
Well, hey, and it'll be different for the first time I spent Christmas in the islands. So there's a really nice reel or video that the guy sings about Christmas in the islands. I'll have to send it to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a lot to unpack today. We're going to try to fit it all in. We're being bold here, since this is our last show of the year, to get not only the week that was, the week that will be, but the week beyond, hopefully, to squeeze in. So that way we can touch base on that. We've got OSF Healthcare's Tim Dittman talking about health, wellness, their healthcare news you can use, sports and wellness edition. I'll get that all ironed out in my brain sooner or later.
Well, let's get to those.
And then we've got our East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest with Dustin Ehler coming up today, country financial agent in Fairmount. Well, thank our sponsors for supporting sports here and Sports Connection on 980 AM and 99.5 FM WITY. They are our presenting sponsor, Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Surf Pro like it never even happened. El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street. For the best of Mexican dining, visit El Toro of Danville. OSF Healthcare, find them at osfhealthcare.org for primary and urgent care, as well as expanded care all the way up to specialized in cancer care for folks here in our area. Good folks at Latos Hardware in Westville, those last-minute holiday gifts for Dad, yep, or for those loved ones in your life.
For me.
Say hello to Fifi. She's going to be there trying to tamper the last-minute shoppers. We got our good buddy, country financial agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. As we mentioned, he'll be on with us in just a bit for the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. And the good folks at UHAS Diagnostic Center, just east of exit 210, and then on the frontage road off of Henning Road for your newest NAPA Heavy Duty Truck Center. So let's start unpacking what we got here, Coach. Got boys basketball action. Do you want to start off with last night, or do you want to dive into the last week first?
Last week first. I'm going to go real quick. The Bearcats of Milford over Donovan, Hoopston area over Iroquois West. This is the Watseka Holly Tournament. St. Ann, the Cardinals over Hersher. Then Watseka, well, I'm not going to go through any postponements at all. Bishop Mack over System Park, Christ Lutheran, Clifton Central over the Lawsonet Lions. And then we'll get down, let's see. Well,
a lot of postponements this week.
Yeah, then the Watseka tournament, St. Thomas More, 59, Watseka 20. Watseka really struggling. 11th place, the Donovan Wildcats, 43 over Iroquois West, 40. Both teams have really struggled throughout the season. 9th place, Simpson Cornjerker, 41, Milford Bearcats, 22. Wade Fox, former player, is the head coach now for the Bearcats. There's a bunch of postponements. Bismarck and St. Joe, Unity and Danville. Watseka Holly Tournament, 7th place. Cardinals of St. Anne, 80. Watseka Warriors, 47. 5th place, St. Thomas More over Hersher. 3rd place, the Lawsonet Lions bounce back, 59 over Zista Park, 49. The championship, Bishop Mack, who won the St. Joe Tournament, 62. Clifton Central, 41. Obviously, Bishop Mack plays in an unbelievable Catholic League up in the Chicago area. Bishop Mack out of Kankakee. Tuscola over Heritage. Tri-County, here's a surprise one. Tri-County over Paris, 72-56. I was a little surprised in that one. PBL over GFCMS, Moreau over Rantoul, Salt Fork in a big win, 58-30 over Villa Grove. Armstrong in a recap of a regional semifinal, the Armstrong Potomac Trojans 60, the Schlarman Hilltoppers 56, Unity over Charleston, Westville over University High, Rantoul over Arthur Christian. Arthur Christian stepping up playing a little tougher schedule.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, they may be the same path Lossalette was a few years ago, where they are working on IHSA membership.
That could be. I know Coach very well. He's done a great job there. I'll have to find that one out. The Bunnies. Not too many schools called the Bunnies. By
Fear
the way.
The ears.
In Nebraska. And the legendary Hall of Fame announcer, Jim Shepherd, that's his alma mater. 55 over the Buffaloes, 44. Lost that over Calvary Christian. Here's the winner shootout at Westville. I assume that's Oblong.
Mm-hmm. Oblong Palestine, Hudsonville.
Yeah, and Hudsonville. There you go. You got it.
Yeah. Roger Eddy country.
Yeah, Roger. Yes, there you go. Tri-Point, 53. Sharman, the Hilltoppers, 52. Villa Grove, 44. Westville, 59. OPH, 34. Let's get into
last night's stuff here. So the winner Wonderland shootout continues. Sharman with a winner over Kankakee Trinity, 62-44. Westville, a winner over Tri-Point, 67-37. Villa Grove over Trinity, 66-40. Elsewhere, Armstrong Potomac with a big win over Oakwood, 63-52. Yeah, Sista Park, Christ Lutheran over Georgetown Ridge Farm, 56-28. Danville.
Those are all the league plays, too, unless they've changed it up. Danville over Normal West is a big win for the Vikings. Young Vikings team. Heritage over Arthur Christian. Hoopson over Salt Fork, that's a league one. Watsika over Curry West, that's another league one. Only over Paris. Boy, Paris must be struggling. They only had 28 points. LP over Lester South Peru over Rantoul. PBL over Milford. Milford only scored 16 points. Wow. Normal U-High over St. Joe Ogden. Unity over Pleasant Plains. East Moline, First Baptist, that was close on. West Lafayette over the Benton Central Bisons. Park Heritage over Sullivan, Indiana. Riverton Park over Duggar Union. And Terre Haute South over South Vermillion. In the Bike County, at Covington, Seeger 61. The Fountain Central Mustang 43. Covington, the Trojans 69. Attica 49. I think that's pretty much an update.
That sets the stage for today's action. Westville winner in Wonderland shootout. Fifth place game will be Trinity Tri-Point. Third place, OPH and Villa Grove. Westville and Sharman in the championship. Good old VVC matchup there. Elsewhere today, Oakwood at Watsika. Armstrong. You got something going on there, Coach?
Yeah.
Knife fight or something?
My buddy Jay Harrington. He always calls me this time of the day. So.
Jay's with that perfect timing all the time. He's called when you've been here in the studio.
Yeah, and I've told him a gazillion times not to call. Anyway.
Different time zones, right?
Yeah.
Armstrong Potomac at PBL today. I actually had PBL hosting Armstrong Potomac and Mantino today. I did not get clarification on if that's a doubleheader day-night thing or what the deal is there. Tuscola and Tri-County, Illinois. You have Lafayette Jeff at Benton Central, North Vermillion at Shackamack, South Putt at Park Heritage, Cloverdale at Riverton Park, Bi-County Constellation today, Fountain Central and Attica in the championship, Covington and Seeger. This upcoming week, you've got Heritage and Fulton County at the Hardwick Classic at Bruce High School, Unity at Effingham, Paris hosting Marshall, OPH at South Vermillion, South Putt at Riverton Park, BHRA at St. Joe Ogden, that makeup there, Park Heritage at Fishers. Then you get in tournament action of the holidays, Coach. Got the Kankakee Holiday Tournament.
Armstrong at the Kankakee Holiday Tournament, mm-hmm. First time for them. Of course, the one that's the BHR and Heritage one, we know that, Georgetown, Heritage, Milford, Salt Fork.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Parks at Williamsville, that's a new one for them. Oakwood is always going to Monticello along with PBL. And St. Joe always goes to Bloomington,
mm-hmm.
Park Heritage, South Main, Wildlife Valley Classic, Crispin, Paris, Tri-County, Westville. That's been going on for a while. Tri-County one, Attica, Eminence, the Crispin Tournament, Benton Central, Sheridan, Blackhawk, Holly Center, Park Heritage, South Main, Wildlife Valley Classic.
Many of those tournaments go on into the following week there. You got the other things that pop up there. You'll have Unity at the Effingham Holiday Tournament. That's still a relatively new tournament that's been about between 10 and 15 years there since. Well, it's actually popped up right after I left Effingham. So we're coming up on 10 years on that. And then you've got North Vermilion at the Clay City Classic, Sierra to Delta Invite. And then by the time that we turn the calendar over, Armstrong Potomac at Milford, Salt Fork at Chrisman, Westville at Georgetown Ridge Farm, and Iroquois West at Schlarman for those games to squeak in that first half week of the year. Boys basketball records here, Coach. First Baptist Christian. First Baptist Christian at the top there, 7-1.
PBL 73 Westville 6 undefeated. They won last night again. BHR 6-1. Armstrong 6-2. Lafayette 6-2. Oakwood 6-6. Unity 5-1. St. Joe, the Spartans 5-2. Hipson 5-6. Miller Grove 5-6. Schlarman 4-5. Tri County 4-5. Rantoul 4-5. Park Paris 4-5. Sister Park 4-7. Danville 3-3, and they play, and we didn't mention it, but they play in the Pontiac Holly Tournament, the longest standing Holly Tournaments in the state of Illinois. Heritage 3-7, Watsika 3-8, Salt Fork 2-4, Milford 2-7, Georgetown 1-5, Christian 1-6, and Iroquois West 0-12, Hart Park Heritage 5-0, Cedar 4-1, the Mustangs of Fountain Central 2-2, North Marine 2-2, Riverton Park 2-2, Benton Central 1-4, Covington 1-7, Attica 0-3. And South Marine 0-5. Covington obviously played that Copper Classic. That's why they've got more games than anybody else.
Yeah, the recurring theme we're seeing here, if you're on the Illinois side, really a lot in the middle, that 4-5, 5-6 here at this point. Which, hey, you know, is going to be better than searching for your first win. It maybe doesn't tell you too much about your team. Maybe that you're more about the competition that you're playing out there. But then on the Indiana side, they're, again, to struggle to get some games in. You've got three teams that are 2-2. Attica's only gotten three games in, whereas Covington has been a good fortune of not having a lot that has been postponed or knocked off the map with or knocked off the schedule with eight games and 1-7, though, in those games. So that sets the stage here for the next couple of weeks and gets us into 2026 with boys high school hoops. I want to switch over to girls now here, Coach.
All right, let's get through the girls' schedule here real quick. Wait a minute. Let me scroll to find it here real quick. All right, bowling. We got everything else lined up here. Wrestling.
It'd be the second page. There you go.
Yeah.
You scrolled too far, didn't you?
Yep. Okay, girls basketball, Iroquois Holiday Tournament, Iroquois West over Clifton Central, Piatone over Houston, Wilmington over Iroquois West, Piatone over Tri Point, Adenard Wilmington over Gardner South Wilmington, Tri Point over Hersher in overtime. Clifton Central, Gardner, South Wilmington, Hipson over Hersher. I'm not going to go through the cancellation.
And I believe that tournament, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think Iroquois West ended up with the best record, so they would win that their host tournament.
Well, there. It comes down here, Wilmington over Tri Point, Iroquois West over Piatone, Hersher over Gardner, South Clifton Central over Hipson, Tri County over Arcole, other scores, Fountain Central over Southmont. Then we
all
get
the way down
to the end. A lot of Oakwood, Armstrong over Oakwood. Armstrong's they got that young team where the Tanner boys were coaching. They've grown and looks like they're going to have a good year.
Wade Rogers took over the helm this year, former boys coach. So
Central, the Mustang, the Bison's 58 over Twin Lakes, Heritage Park Heritage over Seager, Covington over South Vermillion. Here's that Iroquois West tournament again. Iroquois West over Tri Point, Piatone over Wilmington, then Hipson over South Wilmington, Clifton Central over Hersher, Hayworth PBL Holly tournament over PBL, Danville over Rantoul, Armstrong Potomac in that classic, Hayworth over Lovingston, Sister Park Lutheran over BHR. That's a big score, over 30 points. Georgetown Ridge Farm over Westville. Heritage over Arcola, Iroquois West over Schlarman, Watsika Milford over Oakwood. Oakwood struggling a little bit. Milford over Chrisman with only 11 points. Central of Champaign over Rantoul. Marshall over South Vermillion. I don't know if South Vermillion's won a game in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, it's been a tough go for the Lady Cats there. Yesterday's action, Hayworth Holiday Tournament, Armstrong winner over Calvary, 31-27. Brimfield over BBL, 43-28. The ALAH Holiday Tournament, Rantoul winner over Heritage, 62-48. Windsor Stu Straws. The Hatchets taking care of business over the Crispin Cardinals, 36-21. You had Sista Park Christ Lutheran over Georgetown Ridge Farm, 48-28. Normal West a winner over Danville, 68-36. St. Joe Ogden a winner over Leroy, 59-40. That East Moline First Baptist Christian game postponed to a different time. Park Heritage over Sullivan, Indiana, 49-34. By county girls, it was Fountain Central over Seager, 40-32. Covington over Attica, 43-38. And the schedule for today, you've got, of course, the Bi-County Tournament continuing, Seager and Attica and Neconsey. The chip is Fountain Central and Covington. Armstrong PBL, both at the Hayworth Holiday Tournament, continuing there. It's Crispin Heritage and Rantoul at the ALAH Holiday Tournament. Elsewhere, Sista Park Christ Lutheran hosts GCMS. Might be a good one there. Iroquois West at Donovan. Totopolis at Paris. Always a good matchup there between those two squads. St. Joe Ogden at Charleston. Tuscola at Salt Fork. Unity at Mount Zion. Georgetown Ridge Farm at North Vermilion. Watseka Milford at South Newton. Benton Central at Kankakee Valley. North Knox at Park Heritage. Cloverdale at South Vermilion. So a lot of great girls basketball matchups today, with you having that Tuscola at Salt Fork matchup, Totopolis at Paris. I don't know what Charleston's putting on the floor nowadays. I know historically they've been a pretty solid girls program, but St. Joe Ogden going down there. And, of course, we got the Bi-County going on today, too. Coming up this week, you've got more of that ALAH tournament. You've got BHRA hosting Schlarman, South Vermilion at West Vigo before the holiday. And then after the holiday, the Blue Devil Classic, BHRA, Hoopston area, Oakwood, Salt Fork, Attica, Benton Central, North Vermilion, Seager, all part of that. Danville at the Charleston Holiday Tournament, which is all a girls' tournament for the last almost 20 years now. That was quite the tournament when they both had boys and girls playing there at Eastern. You have State Farm Classic, Paris, and St. Joe Ogden participating there in the different classes. Tri-County, Illinois, going to the Robinson Holidays Hoopla. Unity at Riverton Tournament. And Riverton Park at the Eminence Christmas at the Tank Holiday Tournament. Next week, more of the same. You got Kankakee Holiday Tournament here. Boys. Girls, you got more of the Blue Devil Classic. You got State Farm Classic, Holidays Hoopla, Riverton Tournament, Christmas at the Tank. Then on the other side of New Year, Attica at Providence, Cristo Rey, Benton Central Faith Christian, and Park Heritage at the Northview Tourney. You got girls' records there, Coach, do you not?
Yep, Heritage 10-3, Sister Park 9-1. That's that volleyball team again. Watseka 9-1. Watseka is Milford. Paris 8-1. Salt Fork 7-1. Tri County 7-1. Armstrong 7-4. Great movement for Armstrong Potomac. As you can see, the top ones pretty much have been consistent over the years, though Heritage has really stepped up, and so has Armstrong Potomac. Iroquois West 7-7, St. Joe Ogden 6-1, Hoopston 6-6, Rantoul 6-9, Georgetown, there we go, with Coach Russell 5-3, First Baptist 4-2, BHR 4-4, Unity 4-5, Danville's moved up 4-5, PBL 3-7, Oakwood really struggling 3-8, Charmin with Demetrius Wade, second year there, 2-4. Westville, 2-8. Crispin, 1-9. Villa Grove, 0-7.
And that's of the games that Villa Grove has played. From what I understand, they have canceled their non-conference season. So they're only going to be playing conference games from here on out. So I'm not sure if I think they're taking a lot more L's in there because of the forfeit. I'll have to kind of check behind the scenes to see how that irons out. But, yeah, they're struggling there with some numbers, and so they've committed to just focusing on finishing out their conference season.
Fountain Central, 12-2, the Mustangs. Park Heritage, 8-3. Seager, 7-3. Benton Central, 6-2. Riverton Park, 5-5. Attica, 3-5. Covington, 3-10. North Main, 2-7. And South Main, 0-9.
Absolutely. Well, we're up against ABC Sports World. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll dive into OSF Healthcare's News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition, Boys and Girls Bowling, East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest with Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler, Boys and Girls Wrestling, a whole lot more when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County.
Good morning, I'm Judson Richards. Round one of the college football playoffs began on Friday night. Number 8, Oklahoma hosting number 9, Alabama. Sooners climbed out to a 17-0 lead in the first half, but the Crimson Tide managed to tie it by halftime in the fourth quarter. The Tide went ahead for good.
Jeremy Bernard in motion to the far side. Hand it off, up the middle, Hill, fighting, falling, he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama! A separator with 7:24 to go in regulation.
The call on ESPN Radio, Bama wins 34-24. It was the first playoff for the Crimson Tide since head coach Kalen DeBoer arrived from Washington 2 years ago. Alabama moves on to play number 1 seed Indiana in a quarterfinal game at the Rose Bowl on January 1st. Now to the NBA, best team in basketball, the 25-2 Oklahoma City Thunder in Minnesota taking on the Timberwolves, currently in the sixth spot of the Western Conference. Great game here. Final seconds. T-Wolves are happy to have Anthony Edwards back from an injury.
Shot clock down to 10. 45 seconds to go in the game. Crowd comes to their feet. Here's Edwards with it against Cason Wallace, setting him up to his left. Step back, deep three on the way. He hit it! Anthony Edwards put the Wolves up 108-107 with 37.7 seconds left. That is clutch.
The Colin K-Fan Sports Radio T-Wolves win 112-107. Now to Madison Square Garden, New York Knicks coming off an NBA Cup title. Also riding a 6-game win streak, hosting the Philadelphia 76ers. We go to the fourth.
Knicks get the ball, Brunson and Harder there, but they don't hold on, and BJ dives, he steals it, and it goes to McCain, now to Maxey, three-pointer for the win, it's good, Maxey pours it in, 47 seconds to go, and the Sixers lead 116-107.
They call 97.5, the Fanatic Sixers beat the Knicks.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if you feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is here, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. ServPro does it all. Visit them at ServProVermillionCounty.com.
Here's something to put more sizzle in your holidays from Latos Hardware. Check out their new lines of high-quality Pizzelli irons. What's a Pizzelli? It's like a Belgian waffle or cookie that you make yourself using one of these innovative electric irons from Latos. Like the Model 1000, designed to make a delicious, crispy, high-rib Pizzelli in practically no time at all. Your guests will be clamoring for more, and what a great gift idea. Pizzelli irons from Latos Hardware, 147 State Street in downtown Westville.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
As a grandmother, you know what it takes to make memories with your grandkids. But did you know that 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare, because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep creating special moments that will never be forgotten.
I love you, Grandma.
Visit osfhealthcare.org/getscreened.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, or the WITY radio app. Chad Coach back with you. Time to check in with Tim Dittman, OSF Healthcare Health and Wellness segment, and their Sports and Wellness Edition for healthcare news you can use.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. Young or old, we know good sleep is a part of being well. If you don't sleep well, you'll be irritable and spaced out during the day at work or school. And the younger the kid, the more they're sleeping, and that could also include midday naps. Are those naps okay? Will they disrupt the rest of the kid's day? And when and how long should the siestas be? We check in again with Dr. Luis Garcia, an OSF pediatrician in Danville. He says naps for kids should be 30 minutes to 2 hours.
Definitely or not recommended if it is after 3 to 4 p.m. to avoid kind of like causing some disruption with bedtime. So we kind of like want to allow at least 4 hours between the last nap and bedtime to avoid for the kids not to be too tired at the time of bedtime at night.
When should kids stop taking daytime naps? Dr. Garcia says it's usually at 4 to 6 years old, but make it an individual feeling out process with your kid. You can also visit the OSF newsroom, newsroom.osfhealthcare.org, and search for Luis Garcia. There you can find a chart of sleep needed by age. Again, that URL is newsroom.osfhealthcare.org. Then in the upper left corner, do a search for Luis Garcia, L-U-I-S space G-A-R-C-I-A, and then you'll find a story about napping. Some other general good sleep tips include make your home's lighting natural, bright during the day, darker as night approaches, and dark at night. Make the bed a place to sleep. Do other activities like looking at screens in another room, and don't look at screens right before bedtime. Get into a routine by going to sleep and waking up at around the same time each day, and make the sleep and wake times normal. Waking up mid-morning each day, while it is a routine, is not the best idea. Also, avoid large meals and caffeine before bed. And if you're a light sleeper, you can use things like an artificial noise machine or earplugs. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. For a podcast of these programs, visit WITYradio.com. For more on OSF, visit OSFhealthcare.org. For OSF, I'm Tim Dittman.
Thanks, Tim. I need to figure out a way that I can maybe work in a nap here, at least most days. I'm not sure how the rest of the crew would feel about that. Time to jump into high school bowling here quickly. We'll get Dustin lined up here in just a moment. We had a couple of cancellations this past week for boys action. The Hoopston area squad had their week, for the most part, pretty much wiped out. Danville got some meets in. They knocked off Taylorville in boys bowling 3-0 last night. They had a they split with Kankakee, one on pins, 1854-1703, but they each split a game there. And then coming up today, they've got the Morton Potter invite for both Danville, Hoopston area, also Unity part of that. No matches for bowling for the next 2 weeks. Girls action, Taylorville knocked off Danville 22-32-15-22, sweeping all the games from them earlier in the week. And so Jason Woodward squad also into the holidays now as bowling the 2025 side of the campaign has wrapped up. We switch gears now. We bring in country financial agent Dustin Ehler for the latest in what's happening in the wrestling landscape with the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest.
Hello, this is Dustin Ehler with Country Financial, bringing you the first episode of the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. Today we've got head coach from the Tolono Unity Wrestling Program, Logan Patton, with us. Coach Patton, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Awesome, man. So you guys have got your holiday duels this weekend, your holiday tournament, and then also the Unity Youth Club has got their tournament on Sunday. Big weekend for you guys down there.
Yeah, it's a huge weekend, a great weekend to showcase wrestling right before Christmas break.
That's awesome, man. So you guys had a ton of success last year, state champs, state placers, state qualifiers. You graduated a large crop of kids. Many of them went on to compete at the next level. That was really cool. It sounds like your one state champ might have got hurt playing football, and then I think he transferred schools, Taylor Finley. But you've got a couple of new freshmen coming in this year that have been wrestling for you for many years. Can you speak to those guys?
Yeah. So they get to come in and kind of fill the shoes really quickly because of all the guys that just graduated. We graduated half our lineup with seven dudes, and six of those guys were at the state tournament. So it made a big impact of what those guys left. And AJ Daly and Hayden Smith get to come in running right off the bat at some really crucial weight classes at 138 and 150.
And then you got a couple returning state qualifiers with Abe Davidson and Hunter Scheidt, correct?
Yeah. So Abe Davidson lost in the round before the Bloods last year, 17-16 in a barn burner of a match. Won a sectional, and I thought he had a great shot to get on top of that podium and just didn't work out. And then Hunter Scheidt, a three-time state qualifier. I think he went 0-2 his first year. His second year, he broke his hip his sophomore year, finished the match, and just wasn't able to compete. And then last year, lost in the same round with Davidson right before the Blood rounds.
Yeah, both those guys are tough. It's going to be fun to watch them. They're both ranked wrestlers this year. So one of the other things that I think by now most people know is that you do a lot with off-season training with Patton Trained. I've dropped my son off there. He loves being in that room. You've got a sprinkling of 1A, 2A, 3A kids. Most all of them are state qualifiers, state placers, or state champs, and they do a lot with you on the international styles. How does that work out for you?
Oh, it's awesome. It's great to be a part of people that want to get better. I love the high school season. I love the small town wrestling. But when I get to flip hats and put my Patton Trained hat on, I don't have to beg kids to be in the room. I don't have to convince kids to be in the room. These are kids that are self-motivated and very disciplined in what their goals are. And I just get to be a part of it and try to help them reach those goals.
Well, that's awesome, man. Some of those kids, the wrestlers, they speak for themselves. You get to see them go on, compete at Fargo. That's maybe another thing that people don't know about you is that you've been the schoolboy dual coach. You've been the cadet team coach. How does that work? I mean, how many years have you been doing that?
I've done all three, actually. You said junior too, man. Yeah, I actually got to start with the juniors. So I've done all three. I've done the schoolboys, the cadets, and the juniors. And then I think I've done Fargo 10 to 12 years, somewhere in there. It's been so long. You just keep going. So basically, the Fargo scene of things is this is your international style of wrestling, but it's your Super Bowl of wrestling is the best way I can put it. The best of the best, the guys that want to wrestle at the next level are going to Fargo, and they're trying to be all Americans and go from there. And then the duels are just representing your state. And I'm super glad that I get to represent our state with some of the greatest staff out there and from all over the state, from guys from Southern Illinois to Chicago to Northern Illinois. And we get to go out there and compete against other states and show why Illinois is the best.
Any early indications as to whether or not you'll be involved with cadets or juniors this year?
No, they haven't told me which team I'm on. They just told me I'm on a team and get my bags packed because either I'm flying to Florida with the schoolboys or cadets, I'm going to Utah.
That is awesome, man. What a great experience. It speaks a wealth of your character, your involvement, your dedication to the sport when you've got the state of Illinois looking at you to help lead those kids to represent our state in the international styles of wrestling. So, Coach Patton, I know you're super busy. You've got three hardcore days of wrestling coming up ahead of you, right ahead of the holidays. I appreciate you taking the time out to speak with us here today and looking forward to seeing you tonight at the duels. So if I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for promoting the sport of wrestling. Really
Thank
appreciate
you,
all you do.
Have a great one.
You too.
And as the great Dan Gable would say, once you've wrestled, everything else in life is easy.
That it is. Thanks there, Dustin. Dustin Ehler, Country Financial Agent with the East Central Illinois Wrestling Digest. Action for the week. Coach, you want to take it or you want me to take it? For the
boys
wrestling. Boys wrestling. Last weekend, a lot of different meets you had at the Plano Reaper Classics. GCMS Fisher, the winner. Hoopston area, Milford placed ninth. Rantoul placed 11th at the Munch in Pontiac. Porta Invite to St. Joe Ogden did not have a team score. In fact, I think they may have stayed home because that was when that weather was hitting last weekend. Clifton Central Iroquois West split their matches. They would lose to Bradley Bourbon A and knocked off Rich Township. You had South Vermilion sweeping Paris and North Montgomery. You had Rensselaer Central Super Duels Invite. Benton Central would win that. Benton Central, strong wrestling team. Doing very, very well this year. Of course, the cast of cancellations in there. Westville Georgetown Ridge Farm split. They knocked off Ridgeview, lost to Monticello. BHRA did the same. They knocked off Ridgeview and lost to Monticello. Hoopston area, Milford knocked off Rantoul, lost to Champaign Central. Rantoul would lose the other match to Central. You had Clifton Central Iroquois West knocking off Manteno, Attica over Frontier Covington in a squeaker over North Vermilion, 27-21. That was a pretty evenly matched wrestling meet there. Benton Central over Seeger. Southmont pummels South Vermilion. You had Oakwood Salt Fork, a winner over Danville the other night. That was in a match at Salt Fork High School. Clifton Central Iroquois West had another triangular. They'd lose to GCMS Fisher, knocked off Reed Custer. Hoopston area, Milford over North Vermilion. Southmont, Southmont doing damage. They defeated South Vermilion 66-9, then knocked off Covington 70-8. South Vermilion, squeaker over West Vigo 40-39. And then on last night's action, Unity Duels, I don't feel I have everybody's results here, but Oakwood Salt Fork knocked off Olympia and Peoria Notre Dame. Unity lost to Washington and Chatham Glenwood, but defeated Carterville. Lions coming all the way up for that one. Today's action, you've got the Skull and Crossbones meet down at Cumberland for Oakwood Salt Fork and BHRAAP. You have Danville to North Vermilion invite today with Fountain Central. That is a round robin tournament. Hoopston area Milford at Unity invite. You have Clinton invite for Clifton Central Iroquois West, Rantoul, Westfield Georgetown Ridge Farm. I forgot Paris is going to be also at that North Vermilion invite. You have the Metamora Holiday Wrestling Classic featuring St. Joe Ogden, Attica at Lafayette Jefferson Bronco Duels, Benton Central at Twin Lakes invite, Park Heritage and South Vermilion at the Greencastle Russ Hessler Invitational, and Riverton Park at the Bloomington Bo Henry Classic this upcoming couple of weeks here. A little lighter on the wrestling side. They'll do it upright here in January. You have Westville going to Mahomet Seymour. The Bishop Mac fight the Irish Mega Duels for BHRAAP. Attica at the Wicko Duels. And then you got Danville going to the Lincoln Invite. That's a big one for them. Porter Abe's Rumble, a huge meet. That'll have Hoopston area Milford, Clifton Central Iroquois West, Oakwood Salt Fork, St. Joe Ogden, Unity, and Westville Georgetown Ridge Farm at that. Seeger at the Lafayette Jeff Willie Holiday Duels Tournament. Benton Central at the Connersville Spartan Classic. Decatur Unity Christian Christmas Duels for BHRAAP and Rantoul, and then Unity at the IHSA, the Clash in La Crosse, Wisconsin, all coming up here for boys wrestling. For girls wrestling, we had this past week Frontier over Attica, Seeger over Benton Central. You had at the Washington Girls Scramble, Unity's Ava Beldo goes 3-0 on the day. Phoenix Molina goes 2-0. Wabash River Conference Tournament won by Seeger. They had 204. Fountain Central was the runner-up with 147. Riverton Park, Park Heritage, Attica, South Vermilion, and Covington, all 3-7 there. And then yeah, last night at the Harvard Girls Scramble, Westville Georgetown Ridge Farm had Bella Knight placing 7th in the 100-pound class. Kylie Knight, 7th in the 115. Laney Cook placed 3rd in the 130. Jasmine Bennett at top of the podium, 135. McKenna Radel at the 140-pound top of the podium. Amaya Drew placed 2nd in the 155, and Addison Briggs, the champion of the 190. Today, Joe B. in memorial over at Lanphier for Oakwood Salt Fork, Paris at Springfield, Benton Central at the Kokomo WrestleMania. Gotta remember, I gotta keep that separate because I don't want to get in trademark infringement there, even though it was well before the sports entertainment version of that girls super conference tournament. And then the Greencastle invite up this week. The next 2 weeks, you've got the Bradley Bourbonnais battle for Rantoul and CCIW, Benton Central Park Heritage, Rantoul and Westville at the Jacksonville tournament, Benton Central at Beech Grove Girls Holiday Classic, Fountain Central, North Vermilion Park Heritage, and Riverton Park at the Crawfordsville Sectional and Lafayette Jeff Sectional for Seeger, because girls wrestling sectionals, coach, are just around the corner. They open January with that, as a matter of fact. So that's where we're at for boys and girls wrestling. When we come back, we will unfold DAC sports. We've got a lot of other items for the week, and we'll find out what Coach is planning here for Christmas when the Saturday Sports Connection continues here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County.
Did you know ServPro does more than just restoration and reconstruction work? Well, winter is here, and most of us will be spending most of our time inside. If you are experiencing allergies or strange smells in your HVAC system, it may be time for your ducts to be cleaned. ServPro can schedule your duct cleaning today. Cleaning, restoration, and construction. Just one call. SERVPRO does it all. Visit them at SERVPROVermillionCounty.com.
Go for gold now through December 31st at UHAS Diagnostics. The gold package is just $250 plus parts. Oil service and differential fluid, a coolant freeze point, and a coolant system flush if new coolant is required. Brake inspection along with linkages, cables, and a lot more. Everything gets checked over front to back. All fluids meet or exceed OEM requirements. Plus, now through December 31st, get 10% off on your new set of tires with the purchase of the gold package. Schedule your appointment today. UHAS Diagnostics, east of exit 210 on the Route 150 frontage road. Call 217-213-6032.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Planning ahead may not be easy to think about, but it's one of the greatest acts of love. At Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center, we're here to guide families through pre-planning with compassion and care. Our legacy advisors can help create a personalized plan that reflects your wishes. Contact Sunset at 217-442-2874 or visit sunsetfuneralhome.com to learn more about giving your family the gift of peace of mind.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. We don't have a lot of DAC sports, Coach. We've just got, because the Olive Harvey, Danville area doubleheader for men's and women's last Saturday was canceled. The DAC men knocked off St. Mary of the Woods JV, 139-63. That's definitely an offensive display there.
Well, St. Mary's is, this is third or fourth year that they've gone to men's basketball. It was a women's school, if you remember right, near Terre Haute. So, and I believe they're NEI. But, yeah, that's a lot of points for Dak, and that, I think that probably closes up.
They've got Malcolm X at home today for both men's and women's. Women this last week had Vincennes. They lose to them 70-36. So that is where we're at with that. Let's dive into some other stuff, Coach, because we got a lot of it to talk about. Let's first start off with
very interesting for people out there. That, what goes on with the IHSA.
And some
new hire at Danville High School.
Yeah, some of this has been over the last couple of weeks, but we want to make sure we touch base on it here before we wrap up our year. Danville has hired Matthew Scoverin to lead their varsity baseball program. If you remember, Matt is also the cross-country coach. He's also done cross-country coaching out at Danville Area Community College. And would like me to pass along that baseball open gyms will begin Monday, January 5th, and will be every Monday and Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the DHS Fieldhouse. If you have questions or you'd like to train with the varsity baseball program, or maybe you want to go out for baseball. Of course, you know, I'm not going to go out for baseball. That ship has sailed. But if you are of one of the eligible folks that want to go out for DHS baseball.
And Danville baseball has struggled over the last several years. So
They have.
Best wishes to Matt.
So, Matt you can reach out to Matt at 444-1854. You can email him at scoverinmatt@danville118.org. Attica, new softball coach. We have
Andy Ingram.
Andy Ingram there. Looks like he's had a lot of involvement with some instructional leagues there and hopes to be a good hire there. One of your pals of Ileana Sports Hall of Famer, Herb King, on the move there, Coach.
That's a new one. That's interesting. Benton Central is really struggling in football, and now they've got the Rockville Seeger and Fountain Central head coach is Herb King. That should be interesting. I'm sure he's got a chance to turn around and Covington's on the search for a new soccer coach.
Yep.
Looks like Park Heritage senior Taya Strumer continued her academic and softball career at Illinois Wesleyan, where she will study biochemistry. Boy, that's above you and I. Sure.
that is way above our pay grade. But quickly, before we go get straight too far from Herb there, of course, we know that Benton Central program has struggled for the last several years here. Might be the spark plug they need to get going again there.
Well, he has a history of turning programs around, and again, you know, they probably hired the right guy to do that. And mm-hmm. I'm sure he has the energy to do that. Anytime you got guys that are retired and they come back, they can do full focus of working on those programs. So best of luck to and best wishes to Herb and the Benton Central Bison. So let's get back with the other ones, mm-hmm. other hires. There's some interesting ones.
Got another softball coach hiring at North Vermillion.
Maine. Mallory Kelly is the new softball coach at North Maine for the Falcons. Seeger hires Lafayette Jeff defensive coordinator Scott Cronk to succeed T.J. Reagan as the head football coach at Seeger. There's two changes. They're very close to the Danville area.
Yeah.
Let's get to the next one, Illinois High School Association. I'll let you start on that.
So IHSA had another meeting this week. They have approved all 12 amendment proposals. We're not going to dive into all of them, but one I know that is near and dear to Coach's heart because he wants to see those 3-6 teams get a chance to come in and knock off the big powerhouses. and it's a divisive topic. I know you have beat the drum that IHSA should take after the IHSAA and do more of everybody's in, and then you just let the bodies fly where they can. And they're closer to that. They're not all the way
to that, but they're close.
So we're going to see what it looks like with 48 teams per class.
Well, I think, Chad, here's the issue. What people don't understand, you do have the option. Say you're struggling. You're 1-8, and you've had injuries. Mm-hmm. You can opt out and not play in the playoffs. So that's
just like Notre Dame.
Yeah, exactly. Or I think the teams sometimes that have, you know, come on late in the season. Maybe they're, you know, we saw this with Westbrook a couple of years ago where they struggle early and then they came on late with either guys getting back or their youth development. That gives those teams that may be 4-5 or, you know, 3-6 that really have gotten guys back in, would be it eligibility-wise or injury-wise, back ready to play, and they may be that dark horse. That, you know, it just gives everybody that chance to at least have an opportunity. But you also have the opportunity if you think your team is, you know, is beat up and has some injuries or not capable of doing anything and at that level, then you don't go, you opt out of it.
My opinion on this is that it does nothing competition wise to me. I think if you're a 3-6 team, whether or not you have healthy guys, whether you have injured guys, I mean, that's the luck of the draw. I mean, that's gonna be the luck of the draw any year, you know. I mean, if you got guys coming back from injury or whether or not they be all the way back, and then of course by the time that they're in playing shape, it's the playoffs. You gotta wonder about the psyche of a team that comes into the playoffs 3-6.
I don't think so, Chad. Yeah. I think you get the chance for them. It's always us in America. It's always the underdog who has that chance.
Yeah.
The Hebrews of the world. It's
sure.
What do you want to call it? The key Cobdens of the world, and that's what makes high school sports special when that happens in those situations. And like I said, if you're really struggling, you could be a team that could be, you know, you've had at the end of the season a bunch of injuries, and
you don't
want to put your team in the playoffs. You always have that option.
From a monetary standpoint, and from a money, you know, a gate standpoint, works out great. IHSA, of course, sets the prices. They get a kickback of that. It's always nice to get the nice color programs. Well, the other side of this where I'm going, Coach, is like we see 5-4 teams get their rear ends handed to them first week of the playoffs and having to travel 5 hours across the state to do that. I don't know that adding teams is going to alleviate that. And maybe it does, at least in that first week where you have teams playing a little closer to home. And the other part of this, too, is you've got a lot of teams jumping off going 8-man. So there's going to be those smaller schools that are going to sit there and they're like, well, you know, I mean, I could be a 4-5, 3-6 perennial 11-man team, or, you know, we may switch to 8-man where we're a smaller pond, bigger fish type of situation. Maybe go 6-3, 7-2. And you know, it looks a little better for our program there if we have some success. because whenever you put it in IHSA's record books, it doesn't really necessarily say 8-man, 11-man. It all counts the same on that side.
Well, you see Milford, it's put a shot in their arm for their whole program. They got, you know, over 30-some guys come out. And otherwise, I think that's where you want. I'm not sure, you know, you're going to have problems if you're struggling with losing records. It's just kids are not going to come out at this stage of the game.
Yeah.
And I think we see this more and more. I mean, we can even go to a national thing and say, if you're winning, you know, people want to be involved with it. And I don't care where you're at, whether it's high school, college, or international. That's what they want to be involved. They don't want to be getting beat, you know, by 20 points or getting beat by, you know, 4 or 5 touchdowns, whatever it means. That's why the 8-man stuff came up. I go back to, like I said, about the 3-on-3. I think eventually that's something the basketball needs to look at, especially the small school system. We've done it with 8-man football. Why not do it 3-on-3? So, I mean, I think there's a whole gamut of what we're trying to do with our young people to get them involved instead of being involved with just extracurricular activities that really create problems for everybody.
Well, and to go, you know, to build on what you said earlier, well, if somebody gets healthy in time, now you've got a bigger playoff situation. What if somebody for a really good team that's undefeated, now they've got to play an extra game? Well, maybe one of their pivotal players gets injured at the end of the year because they're playing an extra game, or maybe they've been playing hurt, and all of a sudden, you know, they further hurt themselves. Then you've got kind of got that going on the other side of things, too. Quickly to wrap up here, though, because we are running out of time, Coach, we want to move on to a couple of these other things here. So football is going to start a week earlier. They're going to eliminate the week zero scrimmage, allow first regular season games to be played August 20th. Season starts in earnest August 10th. They're also moving up softball season. That goes into effect for the 2026 season, so practices may begin February 23rd. Contest beginning March 9th, and they're going to do move up the start of the girls or start and end of the girls wrestling season starting in the 26-27 season to hopefully maybe get a little bit more of a balance there for those programs that are coached where the wrestling coach is coaching both the boys and girls session there. One other thing I want to point out too, Coach, and we got about maybe 45 seconds to touch on this here, modifying the suspension for ejection by players in tackle football for flagrant contact. They're going to do a review video sent by the school and make recommendation to executive director to affirm the call of a field or overturn and return students to the next contest. So that way, in case if it's a situation of wrong person, wrong time, or you know maybe the heat of the moment, you settle down, you take a good look at it to allow a player to come back in the event that they were the wrong place, wrong time type of situation.
Well, that's again, we go back to the audiovisual stuff that's been, you know, replays and all that. That's if it's to help to get it corrected right and somebody's not, you know, penalized for something they didn't do, that's probably a better way of doing it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Coach, we are getting wrapped up. We won't have a show next week. Our next show will be coming up on January 3rd. And wish you a happy Christmas holiday season. Merry Christmas holiday. And
same to everybody. Yeah. My daughter's here in St. Kitts and my two grandkids. So I'm looking forward to that time off. Then we start with the College of Page comes in here and plays 3 exhibition games starting the 6th of January. So.
Very good. Well, Merry Christmas, Coach. Merry Christmas to all of you. Thanks for tuning in, WITY.
Same to everybody.
WITY.